Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Michael Abbott from What Culture, and I'm joined by Michael Sidgwick from What Culture to discuss everything that could happen on tonight's Monday Night Raw. But first, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure to subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only preview and review Monday Night Raw, but also Friday Night SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision, we have pay-per-views, premium live events, we have wrestler interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week, Sidge, complete with the Bloody Good Quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. And we are here to discuss another, yet another, stacked edition of the WWE flagship Monday Night Raw. So I can still do the Wilborn bit. It's the Elimination Chamber. Go home! But there's actually stuff that we can talk about instead of that.
Indeed. If I was a huge WWE fan, I would be pretty damn hyped about this show. As a paid WWE observer slash critic slash content creator slash whatever, there's at least one thing on the show that I'm really, really looking forward to seeing. There's another thing on the show that in any other context would have the potential to be unbelievable, but I cannot see it being satisfactory.
There's a couple of matches here that would be, to use the late Gorilla Monsoon's parlance on one of them Coliseum videos, a main event in any arena, which is code for, we could never headline an actual show with this, but these two...
Well, there's one of them.
Well, these two, I was going to say, like...
One of them could be a WrestleMania Night 1 main event.
And it's sort of a different set of circumstances befalling certain wrestlers. And certainly one of them. I don't know why they've raced it to Raw. I guess it's because they need to get Cody onto business. But we'll start with Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre. It was, I believe, I'll do the Wilborn bit here, Drew McIntyre's farewell match in WCPW / Defiant, was it not, with Cody Rhodes, where the two of them basically put each other over as having to step away to reinvent themselves, you know, potentially on the long road back to WWE. And now here they are. They've found themselves there. Drew McIntyre's story is obviously he resents that Cody Rhodes has made the choice that has made him have to work harder to get his big WrestleMania match. In the meantime, Cody Rhodes has been coming to the aid of Sami Zayn, which has brought these two together. And now they'll have the match. This is probably a title match again, maybe in 2024, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. It's a main event in any arena. Why are they doing it now?
What's going on here?
Well, there's no finish. That's what's going on. Yeah. There is no finish. There's only one clean finish that makes a lick of sense, and even that makes no sense. Cody going over Drew en route to WrestleMania just to strengthen his star power, to just let everyone and their dog know he's the guy. And he's the only guy who's got a chance of toppling, dethroning Roman Reigns. But he's already there.
Yeah.
He does not need this match. One could argue, obviously they've made it so narratively to make it make sense. There is a reason for it to happen. Not that I necessarily need one. But my God, why? I'm trying not to be too histrionic or burying it before it happens or whatever. Because if you go back and watch, you know, the Attitude Era. Like the Rock and Triple H are wrestling all of the time.
Yeah.
All of the goddamn time. But it's a different world now. It's a different world now in virtually every respect other than the format of the television show. In that the Rock and Triple H would wrestle on Raw and they would always go to DQs and they would go 4 minutes. They had a match, a cast match. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, they just like started cutting into the Rock's cast with scissors or something. The Rock, Triple H had to wear a big gimmicky one on his leg.
Yeah. Fake cast.
Yeah.
to even the score or something.
A casket match on Raw.
Yeah, on a clipboard Raw.
Yeah, they did.
So the idea is, it's not necessarily, and then, you know, they did this in 1999, they had countless interactions in the ring in 1998, and then together, they headlined the second highest drawing B-level pay-per-view in WWE history, and it will forever, even if they somehow make pay-per-view a thing again. And it's not out of the realms of possibility, given that, you know, AEW have used that exact platform to great success.
Yeah.
It's time to play the game. What was the buy amount for Backlash 2000? It is the second highest drawing B-level pay-per-view in WWE history.
Second highest B-level, the first being Invasion?
Correct.
Right.
No point for that, that wasn't the question.
No.
Not the game.
That's fair.
This is the real quiz.
I'll go with 780,000 buys.
Incorrect, but you get three guesses.
Ah, okay.
Can
we do higher or lower?
Yeah, lower.
Lower. Okay, that's fair. 650.
Higher.
Ooh. 690.
Wrong. I lose the game.
Oh, I've lost the game.
675.
Six, that's...
Zero.
Can you remember off the top of your head, you got the Mania number that they obviously had to kind of sacrifice the WrestleMania main event to
I think
get
like 840.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the jump because I know we weren't hitting millions again.
I'm not Dave Brained. I've just been writing about it recently.
It was an incredible gamble that paid off. It's Triple H's Cody Rhodes 1 year argument condensed into a month, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Indeed. So you can make this match not only dramatic, brilliant, lucrative, a huge box office success. Again, in theory, doing it before you do it for reals isn't necessarily like a disgrace or a business disaster or a waste or whatever. It would just be nice. And when I talk about it being a different world, is that back then, obviously, you want the matches to be good. That's always been the case in history, or at least like loud and big or whatever. But now, it's so... like match quality is so emphasized that a first time meeting of like these two great wrestlers coming together, that's like a bigger selling point than perhaps it ever was.
Yeah.
So I do, and he's just not going to get a finish. And knowing what I know about that bastard, Paul Levesque, is that it's probably going to go 20 minutes before you get a finish. Is there any chance this goes below 15? I think this is going to be a long, long match. I don't know what the finish is. Maybe...
I got a finish for you.
Okay.
With a result, no less.
Oh, my God.
So last week ended, didn't it, with...
Oh, my God.
Cody running out. Was it Cody running out to make the save or Sammy running out to make the save to make Cody? Anyway, it was like there was a Nakamura and Drew beatdown on Sammy, wasn't it? And then Cody runs out to make the save and then it's him and Drew that are set. So I think this week, Shinsuke Nakamura... who just is still...
Not again.
It's all right. He's just a means to an end for
it's
this.
It's not all right.
He's only there to look like he's going to help Drew McIntyre. He's going to be ran off by Seth Rollins, injured, but wanting a sort of show willing for Cody. He's going to run. The chase is going to take place in the middle of the ring. Nakamura's going to run out the ring. Seth Rollins is going to be on his way to get him, at which point Seth eats a claymore that Drew was aiming at Cody, because why, Sige? He's Cody's shield, is he not? Drew's going to look at a downed Seth Rollins and be like, I can knock you out with my finisher, like that. And then in the sort of drama of it, Cody's going to see Seth Cody, and then they're going to hit the ring, like, hit each other again, whatever. Cody's going to get the crossroads, 1, 2, 3, beats Drew McIntyre, but Drew is left with that. We always need that thing with Drew where it's like, I would have won had it not been. I would have had this fit, but not for this. He's got now this, it's not quite a visual pinfall, but it's a visual, I can knock your lights out like that, Seth, with the claymore. And Seth has proven his worth as Cody's shield. Cody gets his big win. You've got Cody and Seth doing the Grayson Waller effect at Elimination Chamber, so it gives them something to talk about on Saturday.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Because they'll fly to Perth together, but they won't discuss it. They won't discuss it until they're live in front of the WWE Universe in Perth, Australia. That would be how you could do a finish and fold all of this together.
Or, alternatively, they are very much telling you, this is quite good. They are telling you that Sami Zayn's world heavyweight title aspirations are not over, even though they appear to be over. Yeah. So you could get Seth out of there. Obviously, we don't know how much physicality he's cleared for. Get Seth out of there. Out of the equation, you. Much like the press conference. out of the way, yo. Same again tonight. Will you, Shinsuke, is a...
I needed a heel.
Device, yeah. Is a device. Where he motions to interfere, right? Sami Zayn is the one who's like, I'm a good guy. Great guy, actually. I believe in fair fights. Yada, yada, yada. He gets Nakamura out of there. Drew is not really aware of this because he's a dumb wrestler. They're all dumb. So when he sees a commotion and he turns around, he's like, what the hell are you doing here, Sammy?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing here, Sammy?
Yep, just like that.
He's like, what? So Drew McIntyre is like looking at the ring. He senses a commotion. He's like, what the bloody hell? They've got a match here. And then he looks
like in the room.
And then Drew goes, what? What? Turns around. Cody Cutter.
Yeah.
Fire up. Crossroads. 1, 2, 3. And Drew's like, you little prick, Sami Zayn. Mm. I've not beaten you enough.
Yeah.
And he's still getting in my business. And then they could use that for Drew to go, oh, do you want a piece of me?
Yeah.
Come get me.
Drew William Regal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sami will cost, maybe inadvertently, Drew, thus drawing Sami and Drew further together, mm-hmm. so they can explore that, and maybe that's one way of building the three-way, because Sami's not involved in this, is he?
He's not involved in the chamber.
He shouldn't be. He's a loser. I love him, but he's a loser.
Yeah, as we say, they're telling the story now where he's basically got to fight his way back into a title match at WrestleMania because all the avenues have started to close up. Drew McIntyre feels
Elimination Chamber's full.
Heavy favourite, Drew McIntyre, to win the chamber, but it's very much in character for that man to have something happen to him that will give him reason to be pissed off that a singles has become a three-way. So we might get there. They did it with that's how you had Kurt, Ray and Randy, wasn't it? Randy Orton had won the shot and people thought, how on earth have they taken that away from Rey Mysterio? And Mysterio fought his way back to get the match. So I guess you could put Sami Zayn in that position.
He could tell a sucky story.
Last question I have on this, Sage, is whether or not it'll main event, because I wouldn't actually put this on last, because a main event in any arena, including this one, for me would be Gunther versus Juice for the Intercontinental title. Which one goes on last, and then we'll talk about the Gunther J match.
Gunther J goes on last, IMO. Mm. Drew was on SmackDown.
Yep.
Why?
They've basically...
Why?
They've done away with the brand split, which is why.
At the least optimum time possible, because what's the finish to Jay versus Gunther?
Jimmy Uso probably interferes on... Well, say probably interferes on Gunther's behalf. Just
not his behalf.
No, just does something to Jay where his appearance is shocking. Jay's either knocked out by or in disbelief by the thing that has just occurred, and Gunther then is able to take advantage. I don't like Gunther winning by outright cheating, but his job is made easier, shall we say, by Jimmy.
Yeah. Even if we don't get the interference, it's not necessarily guaranteed, even though it makes the most sense, even though it makes no sense because you're not allowed to be on the different show. You could have Jimmy simply laugh at Jay.
Yeah.
But through, and I get it, the kind of the scrambled with this Elimination Chamber thing. It was meant to be Punk versus Seth. Mm. Then again, Punk would have had to have wrestled matches to qualify, so maybe that was always destined to go down on SmackDown and Raw. But the broader point I'm trying to make is that Jimmy appearing on the other show is meant to feel like a transgression, mm-hmm. and yet they've normalized cross-pollination.
Yep.
In recent weeks. And yeah,
I don't like it.
Could laugh about it. But how logically, even though it makes no logical sense anymore, how logically does Jimmy and Jay happen without an actual reason for Jay to go, you know, I'm sick of this. Mm-hmm. I've had it up to here with you. That sort of thing.
It does. It is A to B to C, which are the real initials of Paul Levesque, not HHH, as well we know. But I've sort of crossed sides.
I don't know what the B and ABC stands for, by the way. Boring.
He is asshole and C is gone. I can't
answer it.
I've kind of crossed over your side here.
You said.
And I did it live on a stream, no less, watching the Royal Rumble and seeing Jay and Jimmy face off. As brilliant as Jimmy Uso was individually, Jay's Iron Man run was for...
I mean, like, he's doing his dance to his brother who's wronged him.
Yeah, it was...
It's stupid wrestling. But have a brawl.
But you're showing the battle as well. Like, I thought the best thing you could have done in-ring with
those chemistry teams, between brothers was shockingly bad.
It was just preserve all of it, and then if it does go wrong, at least have it go wrong at WrestleMania. And they're like, well, we're in it now. We've got to see if we can, like, wrestle a great match out of this. I sort of feel like they doused the heat a little bit with that. And maybe...
You were sad, weren't you?
I was, a little bit, yeah. I just thought...
Very sad.
Because my cynicism had, I thought, been proven wrong. I remember after... Tribal Combat, and the first reports came out, it was like, WWE are high on Jimmy versus Jay for WrestleMania. I was like, brother, this is not rained on, and it never will be. And I felt like I was being proved wrong. I was really enjoying, I think Jay's run's gone.
Oh my God, you and Jay Uso on
me and Jay Uso, our little like sort of friendship that we struck up over the summer of 2023. What a golden goddamn time. He's got something out of this. Like, they can tell you, they call him main event Jay, but they can absolutely tell you he's a main eventer. He can definitely headline house shows. He's ascended to that level as a single star, and that's not been a waste of time for him. But up against Jimmy was supposed to be almost a celebration of that. Christ, like, we've parted ways, look at you, you've succumbed to Roman all over again, whereas I have gone on and proven, I'm showing you what could be if you'd been brave enough to leave the bloodline in the way that you first showed me, Jimmy. Remember? Could have been great. Sort of feel like they've blown it a little bit. And I think it's going to take a heavier heat angle to get me back on side. Like, I need some cruelty. A brother doing that to a brother. You know, I do you feel like a lot's been lost?
Yes. And I do anticipate a fairly obvious finish, but I guess it, air quotes, makes sense. Body of the match wise, this has got a pretty high ceiling.
Yeah.
Jay has this tendency to do very, like, populist babyface shtick, like with the yeet stuff. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that and the dancing reined in just a tad. Because, like, the problem with the physical interaction you had with Jimmy when there were one and two in the Rumble was very much, does Jay get, like, situational storytelling? Which is weird, considering he's apparently the best supporting actor in wrestling's version of a guaranteed Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Okay. So surely if the storytelling, and people always tell me about stories and the great characters and they tell stories and it's all about Jey Uso until it's about Solo Sikoa or whatever, is that if you're telling a story or if you're great at storytelling, you understand that your character's got a different motivation heading into every single situation. Mm-hmm. His motivation at the Rumble was your brother has wronged you through a since-abandoned principle that you are not allowed to go and kick his ass on the other show. In fact, you were so affected by the betrayal that Jey Uso willingly left SmackDown so you wouldn't have to deal.
For shark-infested waters on Raw. That was basically all of Raw was a summer of every hit.
So he had a choice to make, right? Yeah. It was either, like, withstand the burden of what happened to him, that emotional devastation, and fight his brother or whatever, or go to, as you say, Shark and Fester Waters with a genuinely really quite strong storyline and how it all sort of, I will say it, definitely dovetails between Drew and Cody and how Drew's character all springs forth from that business.
Yeah. Cody is like the one nice guy that will forgive everything.
Indeed. So it was really quite well done. But the idea was he didn't know Cody was going to stick his neck out for him.
Yeah.
So he, in his darkest hour, thought, right, and I cannot find my brother or be around this anymore. So I will go to Raw, where I don't know Cody's going to stick his neck out for me and it's probably going to work out. I could get my ass kicked by scores of people who I've wronged in my role as someone who's in the bloodline. And then he wrestles Jimmy in the Royal Rumble, and I swear to God, like, within seconds, he punches him, then does some dancing as part of his, like, routine. It's like, I don't want to see that. You've got the chance to prove that you are main event Jey Uso. You're not just someone who people can't tell you and Jimmy apart. You could have at this point what was one of the biggest accomplishments in modern WWE history and dethrone Gunther for the Intercontinental title. I just want to see it. I want to see less yeet, to be honest. Do you yeet when You kind of need the crowd. You're getting your ass kicked. Right, I'm struggling here. Proper babyface stuff. Draw on the support of the crowd. You get behind us. I can do this. I don't want him doing this at the start of the match.
No, I get that. The physical chemistry between the two was really good in that six-man last week. And Gunther certainly gave up... he didn't give up finishes as such, but he immediately went to the splash. He wanted to make it clear that he only really wanted to fight Jay on his terms. He wasn't scared of him, but he was just wanting to take his time with him and stuff like that. I thought they did quite a strong job as a go-home, as far as a go-home angle within a match went, of making me want to see the singles match.
Yes.
And they don't always do that, really, because as you say, they don't think about it. It's just like, well, go and get the yeet pops. When? Doesn't matter. Just get the pops. That's what people are here to see. They want to do the arm bit and they want to see yeet.
You want to do the arm bit?
I can't wait to
do the arm bit at all?
Sometimes, if I'm mad into it. I tell you, Cody and, you know, you're Just Bleed. I never feel that about wrestling. But I go, like, full, like, I'm just having a one-man party here.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Cody and Jay winning the tag belts, so I was like, get on, the lads. Which I was mates with them. That kind of feeling. It's great, man. Speaking of people I wish I was mates with, we got, 50% of them. We got an 8-man tag tonight. Awesome Truth in DIY versus The Judgment Day.
You're going to be mates with JD McDonough?
Absolutely not. No. I actually meant the baby faces, but yeah, that's it. This is obviously just, we've had all the iterations of, you know, Awesome Truth and DIY are now mates, and Miz and Truth couldn't be there for each other last week because of travel or whatever. So it's the opportunity to get revenge. But the Judgment Day is Finn Balor and Damian Priest are defending the tag belts against Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne at Elimination Chamber.
Gosh, terrible show it looks like, by the way.
They've...
What's a new tag team name again?
New Quarter.
What, they're obsessed with Quarter.
It's another Quarter, but there's less words in it. I'll get it, and I'll get it in time for the SmackDown.
New Quarter Collective or something like
something
that.
Something like that. It's obviously the... Oh, Quarter Catch Crew's been taken. We'll get to that on a SmackDown review afternoon live special that'll be on YouTube later. We'll be talking that, won't we, later on? On the internet, no doubt. We'll get to that. But could they be on Raw tonight? Will they sort of figure into any of this? We pointed out the brand split has been exploded for the fact that they're going to Elimination Chamber. They've already had to like tape stuff in advance. The roster's just all out of the shop. Do you think you'll see Dunn and Bate tonight mixing at all with... it doesn't necessarily fit to give the babyface an advantage, but then Truth potentially thinking he's working for the Yeezys in this match balances that a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hate all of this.
I know you do.
Wrestling has got, and it's not just WWE, AEW has got almost as foul a habit of doing this of, you are stupid. You are a stupid wrestling fan.
You always look dead in my eyes when you do this hypothetical. I really appreciate that.
You are stupid. You are a dumb wrestling fan. You forget things. you have forgotten that this match is happening. So let's remind you of that with what we call in the biz an angle.
Yeah.
Or something like this. Yes, of course.
Edge and Christian skewed it in 2000. What we're going to do now is a run-in. Our opponents at the pay-per-view, Jim. So that's why we're, it's like, oh, that's brilliant. Chris Kresge's brilliant at all of this.
Yeah.
He's got wrestling like 6 months.
Yep. And then and now it's just I. So they probably will get involved. Match quality wise, like the action, the greater action, will be all right. It's I hate R-Truth. I don't hate him. I just don't find it funny. I think he's done well to be in, to, you know, people like R-Truth, and I guess I'm not unhappy for them. But I don't find any of his act, apart from the hot tag at the Royal Rumble, which is quite good. I don't, 99% of his act, it's like I'm 38 years old, and this is children's TV level comedy.
You're looking at me again.
Except Bluey's Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Bluey Bear. Bluey, more than symbol, R-Truth. I've seen enough.
Engagement tweet, Bluey more than all pro wrestling.
What's
Catch up wrestling fans, Bluey.
What's the caption? I've seen enough.
Yeah,
you see, something like that. I've seen enough. Bluey, greater than symbol, R-Truth.
Yeah.
I might tweet that. Depending on
wishes it could tell stories as subtly and as delicately as
indeed. AEW was nearly there once.
Yeah.
But not close enough for my liking.
Becoming Bluey.
Becoming Bluey. I'll tell you what, this is going to all hinge on how stupid the R-Truth stuff is, and it's very rarely clever.
I got a spot for you. He sells DIY. He's like, I went and had some prep with the production team earlier on. I've got your pyro all set and good to go. And Champion going on, I'm like, pyro? We don't have pyro. And Miz is like, just ignore him. He just gets things mixed up sometimes, you know. And then they go out of the ring, and R-Truth's like, lighting them all up. And Gargano and Ciampa are like, what are you doing? As he stands them in a position we've seen people standing hundreds of times. Like, come on, guys, let's do it. And then all of a sudden you get the DX. Going with the background, R-Truth's crotch chopping because he thinks he's tagging with DX.
Oh, yeah.
And then Gargano and Ciampa are like, oh, actually, in for a penny, in for a pound. And they crotch chop for all the lines. Like, this is the greatest thing I've ever
seen.
And you
say things along the lines of when you do the gesture, which is suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it. He will be on stage in your scenario, your hypothetical scenario, as the pyro goes off.
Yep.
They will be doing gestures which mean
that is correct. Only Ciampa will be saying that. Gargano will just be in floods of tears that finally his dream has come true. The boyhood dream has come true for Johnny Gargano.
The boyhood dream of telling an arena of people is like my kek.
Did I do it, Sean? Did I do it right? No, you did it like
Hey, Sean, watch it. Stop my cat. I want to do it right.
Our NXT bit.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean. No, yeah, Sean.
Hey, Sean, look at this.
I'm watching, Johnny. I'm watching.
It's like when, like, your kids perfect a skill, like a forward roll. Like, look at me, I'm doing a forward roll. I've done it. Like, you are proud.
Yeah.
The first time.
Big moment.
Big moment the first time. These milestones, and then because they buzz off it, and, like, they learn through repetition, they want to do it again and again and again. Like the 50th time you've seen the forward roll, it's like, right, okay, I think I'm just going to go on Twitter. Just for a little minute. I
just need to look at my phone.
And then Shawn Michaels on Twitter and Johnny Gargano's, hey, Dad, look, suck my cock, Dad.
It's a treasured core memory, son. Your dad's actually watching that. So, going to use this as a segue because I saw a thread that was right up your street on X that we haven't talked about it in the office yet, but I'm sure you'll have seen it. Somebody posted that class counter of Sasha Banks countering Charlotte Flair's Splash Mountain with Hurricane Rana.
Did you see the bad counters?
Exactly.
Great.
Like, I'm a hater. I need bad counters. And somebody posted like an all-timer that I know for a fact we ripped to shreds at the time from the CWC where Bronson Reed.
Oh my God.
Like, does a handstand out of a, like, Stardust-esque handstand with a pose out of a Hurricane Rana.
Well, out of Gargano lightly.
He's been out of this like a minute. Like, the gap in between, like, Gargano releasing the legs and Bronson Reed doing the handstand is so long that he no longer requires
counter. You could drive a truck through there.
Yeah, you could indeed. And that takes us on to Bronson Reed, Sitch, like that, who last week, as a result of his loss to Bobby Lashley, will not compete at Elimination Chamber in Perth, in his homeland. Or will he? Because there was a digital exclusive where he said he's coming closer to snapping. And Bobby Lashley made some sort of point where, like, I'm going to win Elimination Chamber, and when I win the title, I'm going to give you a match. And there's Bronson Reed basically is being kept in the conversation by these various online forces. Does he snap tonight, like, and actually show himself to be a big man, a monster, as a way, shortcut as it is, to get himself on this show? I don't know what the match is. I'm just like, Australian guy, so close to it, so close to this incredible night, and then can't quite get there. There's something to that, if you want to tell that story.
Yeah,
there?
I guess. Okay. All right. They've done him versus Ivar about a few times.
Can't do that.
In a stadium with a backdrop, mm-hmm. with fans who will actually react because he's from Australia.
Yeah.
That could be fun, even though I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Watching them do their match.
Yeah.
With it being loud and a spectacle. I'm not into that.
I do like more schlocky heel stuff as Ivar, just to get the crowd to really root for Bronson.
Yeah.
It doesn't all have to be meat the whole time, does it? It can be, this is where you grab a hold and you call them idiots or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're going to beat him and then you get the babyface fire up. On Ivar then, we'll move over to him, because it's the rematch tonight, which should hopefully...
Has this not been going on for like 8 months? Seriously?
Forever. It's got to be the payoff tonight, hopefully, but we started
because all... this has happened before the Gunther stuff. Like, yeah. The Viking Rules match, I'm sure, it was like July last year.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously we've had all the stuff with Valhalla. Like, if you remember, it was Akira...
Maxine Dupri.
The less said about her matches, the better. It was Akira Tozawa of the group, of everybody. He's the one that beat Ivar. What? And maybe like they're going to drive that into, that's what's going to sort of re-energize Alpha Academy's fortune. Chad Gable gets one more go, having been the one to lose to Ivar to start all this. This match is going to kick ass.
You know, it's a Chad Gable match.
Yeah.
It always kicks ass. Even if no one cares about it, even if it goes like 4 minutes, there's always like the last 2 minutes. The most resourceful wrestler alive.
But, and I'm not just saying this, I'm not just putting this out there in audio for the benefit of Ebu from Wrestle Purist, because I want this just as much as he does, but I love how he's willing to stick his neck out for this one on X. It's a real show of like hope and faith in a product that often gives you so little reason to do so. Gable's...
love it though.
I love it, yeah.
With every fiber of your being.
Every single one of them. Gable's been working Gunther at the house
shows again.
Gunther at the house shows again. And he
working.
Wins.
Who is it that says Ing at the end of... Is it Michael Cole?
Yes! Like, just that kind of, like, needless articulation that Michael Cole adds into all these extra words from years of... Before he started watching all those Stardom...
It's a bit of an American thing as well.
Yeah.
Ing instead of Ing.
And the fact that Michael Cole's terrible. As well.
I don't like him.
Yeah. Chad Gable beat Ivar tonight to kind of finally put a bow on this long-standing story. Does then free him up for WrestleMania.
It does.
I know you were one of the first to be like, I just don't think it's happening. And I was agreeing with you. Because there was
There was
no clues, was there? There was absolutely... Then we found out it was going to be Brock Lesnar. And there's been no clues. But it was the easiest thing for them to go back to. Certainly it was the easiest one to pick up from Gunther's defeated... opponents.
Indeed. He beat Gunther by DQ on the house show.
I didn't even know that. I knew there were...
So obviously Lesnar's simply not going to do it.
Yeah.
Bron Breakker has been...
He's just signed for SmackDown.
Indeed.
Not impossible, but...
Yeah, it'd be stupid, but not impossible.
It's weird if that's what they're headed to.
Yeah. Makes me think that Gunther is going over.
Yes, over Gable at WrestleMania.
Yeah, which is kind of stupid. You have to...
You have to do it sooner or later. Triple H, like, you're getting Cody, shut your mug mouths.
Yeah, if you're doing Gable again, it just seems to me that if they're not putting Bron Breakker on SmackDown, it's because they don't want him to
they're
do the job.
Him on Raw.
Not putting him on Raw, it's because they don't want him to do the job to Gunther so early. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if they did want him to go over Gunther, he would have just signed for Raw and gone over Gunther at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Which makes me think they don't want anyone, because quite frankly, they obviously perceive Chad Gable less favourably than they do Breakker, who they see a superstar in, and I love Gable, but they don't see him as a superstar. So this indicates to me that Gunther's going over Gable at WrestleMania.
Does he beat Ivar tonight in this and starts all this off?
I would say so, yeah. I would say so. And this match should be fun. It's Gable. He's one of those where there's a lot of wrestlers, and again, not to go on it again, who can't have a quote unquote bad match, even though they can have boring, soulless versions of frameworks of good matches.
Yeah.
Gable's in that elite of, I don't think he can work a bad or boring or, you know, soulless good match. It's always actually good.
Feel something for it.
Yeah.
That's which is such a gift to WWE as well, because
they don't
all mid card ones. They don't all have that in them, do they? Last and possibly least, but maybe not. It's the last chance battle royal for the Elimination Chamber final spot. So we've got confirmed people in it as a result of losing their qualifiers: Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, Zelina Vega, Alba Fire. Then there are the rumored competitors based on the segment last week.
This is the battle royal. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell, Chelsea Green, Piper Niven, and based on the fact that she obviously wasn't best pleased with what happened on SmackDown on Friday when it appeared that she was going to sign Jade Cargill. Now, a couple of things here. Obviously, if you're going to keep Jade Cargill as a surprise entrant for this, she has to win it. But all the rumours from last week were that plans changed, pal, and maybe she was being lifted out of it for something different.
Well, it makes sense not to have her not win if they're not ready. I don't know. That's
Jade you don't put her in, do you? If you, no, don't, you put don't put her in this Battle Royal if she's not winning it.
No, because the if she doesn't win this Battle Royal and then doesn't, it's the Elimination Chamber one that's the most, like, significant. If you are pushing Jade Cargill, like, she needs to be pushed because she needs to be pushed early and hard because yep. there's not a great wrestler who can go for years underneath. You have to, the timing has to be right and it can only be a short time but a good one. The best you can hope for with her going into the chamber and not winning is Goldberg at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very best, and that's still not great. So I would keep... I don't know what to do with Cargill. If that, I've got Maxine Dupree wrestling on Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not being funny. They have Indy Hartwell wrestling on Raw.
They showed you the awesome...
The standard's poor. So what? How bad could she be? I know the answer is not that bad at all. I've seen her wrestle Anna Jay on Rampage, and it was awesome.
They showed you the awesome WWE's bad of Jaden... Bianca, that mirror spotter of the Rumble was quality. It's the setup. It's set up to something. It might be not for right now, but it's definitely going to happen down the line. That's Bianca. That also feeds into Bianca Belair's thing at Vegas, where she was saying, I don't know what my WrestleMania match is yet, but she was calling a shot, basically. Yeah. I will fight on that show. I'm going to keep that record up. You were the first one to coin a Ms. WrestleMania. I'd love that. But at this point, I'm thinking you might as well have Bianca losing the chamber and preserve the visual of them coming together again. I don't need them to have, like, exchange a few fists in a chamber. Like Triple H believed he had to do with Goldberg. Yeah. Just keep him apart and then have Bianca Belair looking around. I've got nobody for WrestleMania, but I'm the EST. Like, nobody can touch me. Out comes Jade.
That's how I would do it personally, yeah.
So, yeah, just quickly then, who would you have out of the best of the rest? Who do you think wins? Who goes into the chamber?
Again, I've forgotten them already. Of course I have.
Shayna, Zoe Stark.
You know, Shayna in an Elimination Chamber match.
I don't know how that would go down. If we had somebody here that might remember one, but we don't. So,
yeah,
Zoe Stark, Zelina Vega, somewhere. He's just... Bolt upright, isn't he? If he's driving the car, they've just swerved into the central reservation. At least I've got a call of boys. Alba Fire, they were the losers of the original matches. And then Candice LeRae, Indy Hart, well, hang on, she's from Australia. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven were the ones featured backstage last week that you would expect to be in the mix as well.
I would go for either Niven, because I think, with all due respect, she's not going to be a Cargill-level star.
Mm-hmm.
But she could get shine by, like, rampaging through the field, I guess.
Yeah. Indy bloody Hartwell. Just be nice. I know.
It's not good.
No, I know.
And I'll probably end up having to watch this for work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's Saturday morning, our time.
I don't have the telly at that time. But if work. I'm not doing an activity.
You can call it work, so you can get it. So you can just be like, look, kids, I need the telly. This is what I'm going to do on Saturday. I need the telly for a block this morning. SmackDown, followed by Elimination Chamber. Go home.
You've not met one of my children. You have not. This child who will go unnamed.
Yeah.
Is, she drives a hard bargain. She's going to be like, I think she's going to be a they.
I was going to say, does she, this child that will go unnamed?
I think they're going to be like a politician.
Yeah.
Or a negotiator or a CEO or someone whose job it is to just go, that's my way or the highway, bitch.
She's got his beat already. They,
yeah, so I'll have to go on my phone.
Yeah. If you want, I could, like, have my phone recording. You know, remember that Periscope where people would, like, just film live wrestling shows on the phone? It was streaming.
I remember Periscope.
I'll, like, load up a live video feed of my phone pointing at my telly. And then not only can you watch the show, you've got, like, me there marking out for all the great, great action.
Now let's watch it on my phone.
Off was that.
This show looks pretty piss poor.
What chamber?
That looks crap.
Yeah, don't know about that one. We'll see if anything gets added tonight. We'll have more previews for that, I guess, across the week.
This is surely time for, right, it's not going to be box office. I think it's bad enough to kill a town, but it's not good. It doesn't look big. It's all very consolation prizey, which they themselves have depicted this World Heavyweight title as the consolation prize through Triple H's canonical explanation of why it exists and the way in which it's treated by Rock and Roman, and even Cody, who's like a nice guy, is like, I'll think about it. He's like, he's very like, Cody's too nice to say, I don't want to go for a pint. I cannot be bothered. I cannot be bothered to go for this pint that you want us to go with you on, but I'll think about it.
Well, one last, very last thing then.
So surely for a chamber, like, give us a banger. Is Ricochet injured?
Don't know.
Is he?
Yeah, nah. That's, like, he's, there's not much.
Sounds reliably informed that following the match with Logan Paul, that was going to be the making of him.
And that was the moment where I think the way it was agented was just like, oh, it's just whatever then. He's almost not as good as the guy that flogs drinks and also plays wrestler. Just really quickly then, because I know there's not much to say because they've done the premise establishment. And the brawl was pretty good last week. But Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax could main event on Saturday. Can they talk themselves
up? That main event, and it's kind of like a worthy attraction.
Yeah.
And the crowd are into it. And
hot baby face, monster heel, hometown.
If I'm Tony Khan, I pack it in. Imagine getting a stadium WWE PLE headlined by Nia Jax and it goes well. It's like you've got Ospreay, Okada, Omega,
yeah.
MJF, Danielson, Moxley. And you cannot get those wins on a monthly basis. Like you have to look inwardly and think, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah. Is there anything on tonight's Raw that gets them, that gets the rest of themselves into that spot beyond the fact, kind of what we've just laid out there? Like, will Nia Jax and
the men's chamber is headlining this show.
You think?
Yeah, of course it is.
It's, I don't know, I think this about when people sort of say, oh, you can move the Intercontinental title onto whoever, and it's like, well, what has been the point of, you can't just say it's been rebuilt and then not follow through on it. I sort of think with Rhea Ripley, you can say she's this massive superstar and massive star and all the rest of it, and the belt, like, and her have kind of elevated one another together. But then every now and then, I think you have to prove it. Like, that's why, that's why I do that. Like, it's the last minute status enhancer ahead of Becky Lynch and her feeling massive.
It would just be some flex.
I'll do like that as the, like, loading up this.
Nia Jax headlined one of our PLEs, and it was like, people were into it.
AW, like, entering their Galacticos era.
She's one of, like, the few who signed everyone. Ooh, too full. There's more room at the inn. Get yourself in these, and it's like, I don't think it was ever, do you think it ever crossed Tony Khan's mind?
We wanted it.
I'll sign Nia Jax. Off an interloper shtick.
Yeah.
If not else. Do you think it ever passed through his mind?
Not once.
Not once.
Doesn't believe in that kind of heat, doesn't believe in that kind of work, does he?
Doesn't believe in that kind of gender.
No. We got him. Do you? Let us know in our mentions on X. There you go. You can follow us all at What Culture WWE if you want to If you want to get us separately, you can get Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
You can get me at Michael Amflett. Tell him when he's telling lies, because he ain't, brother. And until the next time, we will see you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.